This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
And it's time to do All Creatures Great and Small with Serena Faber-Nelson from Pretty Fluffy. Hi, Serena.
Hi, Katrina.
So this week we're looking at ways in which people can help out animals by becoming foster carers.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about fostering this morning. I've got a lot of friends and colleagues who are involved in fostering, and it's such a fun and rewarding way to involve animals in your life.
So what does it involve exactly?
Well, the two main types of fostering I'm going to focus on this morning is caring for wildlife and fostering companion animals. When you look at caring for wildlife, a foster carer looks after sick, injured or orphan native animals until they're rehabilitated and can be released back into the wild. So this can involve anything from caring for native birds that may have been injured from cars or dog attacks to looking after baby joeys that have lost their mothers, lots of things like that.
Yeah, I've known a few farmers' wives that have done that actually.
Yeah.
It's really, yeah, really fun. But what about companion pets? What are foster carers needed for there?
Well, when we're looking at foster carers for dogs, cats and other pets, in these cases, the carers are brought in to look after stray animals that are not able to stay at the local pounds or shelters, either due to lack of room or because that particular animal needs special attention.
Mm.
Now, this may be because they're too young, like puppies or kittens, or recovering from an injury or illness, or adult pets that just may not be coping too well in the shelter environment. Really, when you think of the circumstances where a lot of mistreated or homeless pets come from, many of them require a lot of TLC, which is best given in someone's home.
Yeah, it sounds like a rewarding thing to do. How do you sort of go about becoming a foster carer?
Yeah, well, the first thing people should do is decide whether they would be best off fostering wildlife or pets, and then contact the relevant organisations to offer their services. For wildlife, the main rescue organisation to go to is WIRES, the Wildlife Information Rescue and Education Service. Now, they offer people training courses on how to care for rescued wildlife and then work with you on what level of commitment you can offer. For dogs, cats and other pets, you can either go through the RSPCA or individual rescue groups who all have fostering training programs and help match you to the best animal for your situation.
Yeah, I was thinking you might need a bit of training before you'd feel really confident to do it.
Yeah.
So what sort of things do people need to think about before they sort of jump in? Because I imagine it's probably quite a big commitment.
Yeah, it is a big commitment. As I've said, it's hugely rewarding, but it also requires a lot of effort. Often the animals that require fostering have special needs, so this can involve anything from feeding a baby bird by eyedropper on the hour every hour or rehabilitating a dog that's been mistreated by its previous owners. So you need to be someone with a lot of patience and a very big heart. So things to think about before fostering are the hours that you have to devote to caring for these animals, whether you have adequate space in your home, if you have a car or a way to transport your foster animals. All of these things are good things to think about. And the other question to ask yourself is if you actually have pets, how they'll feel about having some new faces around.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly going to work if you're out at work all day and you're never home, is it?
Exactly. You've got to think of your situation.
Yeah, but you can still do it if you've got pets, though.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You need to make sure your pets are suitable to be around foster animals, and they'll help you with that in your training. But some of the best foster homes have animals already living there. In fact, in a lot of cases, foster carers say their pets enjoy the fostering process as well, and the fostered animals show real signs of improvement by having other animal friends around.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, it sounds like a lovely thing to do and a nice way to, I guess, give something back. If people are interested in becoming a foster carer, but, you know, they just want to find out a little bit more info, where can they go?
Yeah, well, it's such a great thing. I have to say every foster carer I know just loves caring for these animals. When they get to see an animal they've cared for get released back into the wild or find a permanent loving home, you just can't beat that. So to find out more about rescuing and fostering native wildlife, people can head to wires.org.au. And to get more information on becoming a foster parent for companion animals, people can visit my blog today, prettyfluffy.com, where they'll find a list of rescue organisations looking for foster carers and links of how to contact them.
Okay, that sounds great. So it's all online, prettyfluffy.com, if you want to find out more about companion animals, or WIRES, that's for the wildlife, isn't it?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, thanks, Serena.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too. And it's time to do All Creatures Great and Small with Serena Faber-Nelson from Pretty Fluffy. Hi, Serena.
Hi, Katrina.
So this week we're looking at ways in which people can help out animals by becoming foster carers.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about fostering this morning. I've got a lot of friends and colleagues who are involved in fostering, and it's such a fun and rewarding way to involve animals in your life.
So what does it involve exactly?
Well, the two main types of fostering I'm going to focus on this morning is caring for wildlife and fostering companion animals. When you look at caring for wildlife, a foster carer looks after sick, injured or orphan native animals until they're rehabilitated and can be released back into the wild. So this can involve anything from caring for native birds that may have been injured from cars or dog attacks to looking after baby joeys that have lost their mothers, lots of things like that.
Yeah, I've known a few farmers' wives that have done that actually.
Yeah.
It's really, yeah, really fun. But what about companion pets? What are foster carers needed for there?
Well, when we're looking at foster carers for dogs, cats and other pets, in these cases, the carers are brought in to look after stray animals that are not able to stay at the local pounds or shelters, either due to lack of room or because that particular animal needs special attention.
Mm.
Now, this may be because they're too young, like puppies or kittens, or recovering from an injury or illness, or adult pets that just may not be coping too well in the shelter environment. Really, when you think of the circumstances where a lot of mistreated or homeless pets come from, many of them require a lot of TLC, which is best given in someone's home.
Yeah, it sounds like a rewarding thing to do. How do you sort of go about becoming a foster carer?
Yeah, well, the first thing people should do is decide whether they would be best off fostering wildlife or pets, and then contact the relevant organisations to offer their services. For wildlife, the main rescue organisation to go to is WIRES, the Wildlife Information Rescue and Education Service. Now, they offer people training courses on how to care for rescued wildlife and then work with you on what level of commitment you can offer. For dogs, cats and other pets, you can either go through the RSPCA or individual rescue groups who all have fostering training programs and help match you to the best animal for your situation.
Yeah, I was thinking you might need a bit of training before you'd feel really confident to do it.
Yeah.
So what sort of things do people need to think about before they sort of jump in? Because I imagine it's probably quite a big commitment.
Yeah, it is a big commitment. As I've said, it's hugely rewarding, but it also requires a lot of effort. Often the animals that require fostering have special needs. So this can involve anything from feeding a baby bird by eyedropper on the hour, every hour, or rehabilitating a dog that's been mistreated by its previous owners. So you need to be someone with a lot of patience and a very big heart. So things to think about before fostering are the hours that you have to devote to caring for these animals, whether you have adequate space in your home, if you have a car or a way to transport your foster animals. All of these things are good things to think about. And the other question to ask yourself is if you actually have pets, how they'll feel about having some new faces around.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly going to work if you're out at work all day and you're never home, is it?
Exactly. You've got to think of your situation.
Yeah, but you can still do it if you've got pets, though.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You need to make sure your pets are suitable to be around foster animals, and they'll help you with that in your training. But some of the best foster homes have animals already living there. In fact, in a lot of cases, foster carers say their pets enjoy the fostering process as well, and the fostered animals show real signs of improvement by having other animal friends around.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, it sounds like a lovely thing to do and a nice way to, I guess, give something back. If people are interested in becoming a foster carer, but, you know, they just want to find out a little bit more info, where can they go?
Yeah, well, it's such a great thing. I have to say every foster carer I know just loves caring for these animals. When they get to see an animal they've cared for get released back into the wild or find a permanent loving home, you just can't beat that. So to find out more about rescuing and fostering native wildlife, people can head to wires.org.au. And to get more information on becoming a foster parent for companion animals, people can visit my blog today, prettyfluffy.com, where they'll find a list of rescue organisations looking for foster carers and links of how to contact them.
Okay, that sounds great. So it's all online, prettyfluffy.com, if you want to find out more about companion animals, or WIRES, that's for the wildlife, isn't it?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, thanks, Serena.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.